What's up, family? You're listening to Law and Disorder. I'm your host, Kat Brooks, and this is Resistance in Residence, where we profile artists using their gifts to change the world. This week's feature is performance artist Austin Antoine. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Kat.
All right, Austin, let's start with a little bit about you. Where and how did you grow up? What was your family like?
Oof, I got a heck of a story. So I grew up on the East Coast, moved around a lot. My father was in the military, so I got the chance to travel and see little snippets of all parts of America. So Maryland is my namesake, I'll say. But then I grew up in Virginia, grew up in Georgia, Alabama, family from Mississippi and Louisiana. So got to see a lot of different walks of life. And then I turned 18 and moved to Los Angeles by myself. And talk about culture shock. Moved out to LA and got a chance to experience the artist grind, the creative grind, and being an adult, and all in one fell swoop. And I'd say it turned out well. I ended up making the Bay a second home of mine. I love coming up to Oakland, San Francisco, any chance I get. Washington State, Portland, an unhidden gem, an untapped gem. Portland's got almost everything except for minorities. And that's what makes it's so cool. And it's like, oh, all y'all need is just 2 Chainz playing at this coffee shop, and then it'll be perfect. But yeah, all in all, things worked out career-wise well enough that I could get out of the hustle and bustle of Los Angeles and plant myself in Washington, D.C., where I'm now a staple as a musician, performer, event coordinator, and my favorite part, an uncle.
So I ask anybody that's in DC right now, I ask them, how it be over there? I've come a couple of times, but I go in, I do what I'm brought been brought there to do, and I get out. What's it like with the orange juice?
You ever heard the parable about the putting a frog in a boiling pot of water? And if you get a frog and then you put it in a pot that's boiling, the frog will jump out immediately because it's like this is not the normal temperature. But if you let a frog sit in a pot and slowly bring it to a boil, the frog will think it's the normal temperature, won't even jump out as its natural tendency, because it thinks that's the normal temperature, and will eventually let itself stay there until it boils potentially to death. That's how I feel like the environment of DC is. Things are just slowly boiling and boiling more and more. That is becoming normal. And it took an artist, actually, her name is Fern. She's Oakland-based, Sophia Fern. She just did a name change. She was just out here last week, and she was like, "This isn't normal." Military presence is everywhere. ICE presence is everywhere. Police are running rampant, and I'm like, "No, that's just DC." And she's like, "No, this is dystopia." So that's how I describe it. I got used to the boil, especially because of how, I don't know, from COVID to living in LA and seeing all the disruption there. I just thought that this was a normal space, especially since I found my safe haven. But I do have to acknowledge Orange Man's doing a lot, and you can feel it in the city.
Just cannot imagine being consistently that close to
I can walk
reality.
outside of I walk outside of my front door and see the Capitol building, and it's like the beauty of what we've been sold in school and stuff, and in history classes of this is
Oh, we don't
America
believe
and
in
all
any
these.
of that here.
Oh, word, I'm talking to the wrong one.
None.
But like the Smithsonian is still the Smithsonian, the cherry blossoms are still beautiful. This being Chocolate City, walking every 5 blocks and you'll hear go-go going on somewhere. It's like, yes, this is perfect. And then there's that military presence. And then there's that police presence. And it makes you reconsider things.
If you were to describe yourself as an artist, what would you say?
I'd like to say that I'm the ultimate unifier. That's a big statement.
That's
Whoa.
a massive statement. Say more.
All right. I like the idea of building community. I like the idea When I was living in LA, one of the big things that annoyed me, that rubbed me the wrong way, was this whole velvet rope mentality, where you needed to be validated to get into the cool place. You needed validation to walk into the party that Diddy's throwing. Well, not Diddy.
That
you
might be
needed.
my favorite moment on the show ever.
Oh,
Right
really?
there, right there.
Well, I got a million of them. But that validation of walking into a space and knowing, okay, I'm allowed to be a part of the cool kids table. That was never my approach. My approach was, I want to get all the outsiders. I want to get all the folks that never got a chance to get inside, and then make people that are behind the rope feel like they're missing out, because we're the real people having fun. We're the ones getting to bond and connect and getting to know each other, because we have this shared thing of not being included. And I transfer that into my art heavily. I transfer that into my teachings heavily. I transfer that into my coordination, where it's like, I want everything to feel like that Marvin Gaye album, where everybody's, doing the dance moves and everything. And like, I want everybody to feel like they have that level of catharsis and release, even though we're not invited into the fun spot. Because eventually they'll learn that we are where the party's at, and your exclusivity is actually limiting.
I'm gonna take what you just said and drop it into our current political context,
Sure.
because we're in a time where more and more, right, folks. I mean, this has always been a racist ass country forever and always, and wait, the powers that be have stopped pretending, and not only stopped pretending that it ever had any intention to include us all, but gotten really, really violent in its exclusion, right? And so people are feeling, and I think you could even say like, COVID on down, right? There's been this increasing sense of isolation. There's been this increasing sense of, I gotta take care of me and mine. This increasing sense of anything outside of cipher is the enemy. Given your praxis around your art, how do you utilize art in this moment to be a unifier in such a divisive atmosphere? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, I got. I'm a curious case, I'll tell you that much, because everybody wants to see the world become a better place, even if their view of the better place is wrong. But that type of situation, I don't function on the idea that everything needs to change overnight. I'm really a Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb type of person, where it's like, I like to see the small changes. I like to see the subtle growth. I like to see people making what I call leaps and bounds in moments of realization, that to some it's like, oh, you're just moving like what a normal human should live like. I don't think that's the case when people have been manipulated to think all negativity, when they've been manipulated to think, I have to do this, I have to have my political ideology be the be all end all of things. One of my favorite moments. I joke about this dude. He's my best friend, and I say it hyperbolically. My best friend's a racist. He just is. Not genuinely. I mean, he's friends with me, so he's got something right. But in moments where we have like ideological differences and misunderstandings, because he was raised as the fox, I was raised as the hound, like, we inherently connect, but everything in our fibers are supposed to not connect. I say all that to say, it's dope when there's moments where he'll be in rooms of genuine racists, and he'll be like, "Yo, y'all can't say that. That's f to the blacks." And it's like, "Oh, wow, you got my back. We don't go by the blacks anymore, but you got my back. Thanks, man." And then the same on my end. I'll meet
We don't
people.
go by the blacks anymore.
If,
Sometimes.
you know, depending on the context.
Yes, depending on who is saying the blacks.
Right. But then at the same time, I'll walk through life and I'll meet someone that is just so closed off, because they have to be, because they've been skewed down the road of like, my mentality's right, this liberal mindset is wrong, this diversity hire, all of that is just wrong and wrong. that used to be a point of contingency, and now it's a point of like, ah, you just haven't met me yet. You just haven't met folks that have the patience. And it's not my job to have that patience, but you haven't met folks that have the patience to see you through this and give you the understanding that there's way more to it than just how you've been stuck on viewing the world.
You are among a bunch of things at MC. I saw it on video. Talk about when you found and fell in love with hip hop.
Oof. I fell in love with hip hop. I fall in love with hip hop every day. But I'm ready for a Rolling Stones interview the way I'm talking right now. I got introduced to rap music as a kid with those cassette tapes. I'm a 90s baby, so yeah, we had cassettes. And I heard a War Tour by A Tribe Called Quest. I was watching it on MTV or something. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I know I want to do that. I know I want to have that level of fun with my friends and be unorthodox and silly, but also say things that connect with my heart. And that was my introduction into the realm of hip hop. And then me becoming an MC started actually super young, in the process of moving around a lot. We got to live in a lot of different environments. And one thing that my mom was really big on was making your own entertainment, not having to rely on screens, not having to rely on video games. I did. I played all the video games, but not relying on them. So my mom used to get us to make Dr. Seuss books up on the spot. And we started with a prompt of green eggs and ham. Would you eat them in a shoe? Would you eat them out the blue? And the next person would have to come up with a Dr. Seuss rhyme style. And next thing you know, an hour and a half passed, and we're all Dr. Seuss. So that worked in my favor. And then moving into Maryland proper, they used to do this thing called Jonin here. They still do it, but people would crack jokes about you and say the meanest things. But they used to be so funny.
Black
And it
people
would,
stuff.
yeah, you know, snapping on you know. And but they used to do it with rhymes. And so it would be even, you know, you couldn't show your face in the lunchroom after you got joned on enough. So I needed to go back and be like, okay, let me do something different. So I'd go home and write lyrics for the meanest person just to be ready. And those writing of lyrics turned into me having a lot of fun with it. It turned into, oh man, we got a guy, Austin. He can battle anybody. So I used to just be battling all the time. And I had to battle so much that I didn't even have time to write. I just needed to go back to my Dr. Seuss mentality of being super quick with it. And
So
then
you're a
come to,
freestyler. That's what you'd
well,
be. Yes.
I not only am I a freestyler, I did at some point set a Guinness World Record for longest freestyle
Look, I almost threw that one of them words. Said,
rap.
get out of here. How long was it?
Really long, 16 and a half hours.
Shut up.
Nope, I did it.
16 and a half. You rapped for 16 and a half hours.
Yeah,
Off dome.
off the top. Actually, we had to stop because we needed to film the whole process, and we ran out of storage on our filming components, so we had to call it at 16 and a half.
You might have kept going.
I wanted to. I really did.
What do you rap about for 16 and a half hours?
Well, I could tell you, or if you're down, I could show you.
Let's do it. I mean, we
All
ain't got
right.
16 and a half hours, but you know, give us a taste. Give us
All
a
right,
taste.
I'll give you 16 and a half bars, I
Okay,
guess.
great, perfect, bet.
Okay,
All right.
all that I need is, what did you have for breakfast today?
A smoothie.
Oh, what kind of smoothie? We got to get to specifics.
Okay. Raspberries, blueberries, kefir, protein powder.
Okay. This is all valuable material.
Protein powder, GLP fiber powder, creatine. Yeah. Oh, and
Okay.
chia seeds.
And you can't go without you can't miss the chia seeds.
Right.
Why would you recommend people come to the Bay? This has turned into an interview for you right now.
It is. For I'll say what we say up for the culture. You come to the
Nice.
Bay for the culture.
And then last question. When can people tune in to watch this stream, this footage, whatever it may be?
We're gonna feature you next. No, I want to hold on. Let me not lie to you. When is you? You are May 8th and 10th. All right. So we're gonna feature you the first week of May.
Okay.
I'm gonna be specific. If you want more, I mean more specific for you.
No, that's more than
Okay,
enough.
first week of May.
All right. So, can you hear the beat?
Yes.
All right. So, let me jump in the rap off the top of the cap while I'm here talking to Kat. She said, "Everything that I'm doing is great. I gotta get this premiered on the first week of May. By the way, my birthday's May 3rd. That's next month. Gotta go and get them high like the Best Bly. I can't say that on the radio. I was gonna say getting high, but anyway, I'ma talk all of the vibes. Break it on down. I can't reply to what I said before. I got a metaphor. Although, by the way, our president's a predator, but that's another conversation. You can see every time I'm moving like the birds and the bees.
Hey.
Everybody telling me I can beat a meme, doing all these schemes like a smoothie with some chia seeds. Sip it slow. That's scary, and I'm rapping like a blackberry, sipping raspberry in the smoothie in the morning. Yo, I'm scorching. My freestyle off the top's worth a fortune. And ooh, yes, I gotta tell them, coming off of the top of my cerebellum. I know around the world they got a bunch of vultures, but they can't break Oakland. It got culture. Yeah. And I just got the
Hey.
rhymes. Looking at the watch, I guess I gotta take my time, huh? Yes. And I'm telling it the info. I gotta do this festival rocking in San Francisco. Something like that.
Hey. All right, man. So my dude's an MC, and I'm having a hard time not texting him. You know who I'm talking to right now? He freestyled for 16 and a half hours. He will be very impressed, and we will be at your show. This is how I'm gonna get him to the arts festival. That was fresh.
Thank you.
That was
Thank
fresh.
you. And that's just a snippet of what's going to be happening at the show.
So talk to us about Free Association, a freestyle collective.
Yes, Free Association started off as a Avengers collective, you know. So a really awesome thing happened where something was going on at the Rose Bowl in 2020, and they needed a group of freestylers to perform, and they originally wanted a Freestyle Love Supreme. If you're familiar, so Daveed Diggs, Lin-Manuel Miranda, the cast of Hamilton, essentially. But all those folks are famous. So they couldn't make it for the show. But somebody was like, I know this guy, Austin. He freestyles well. And maybe he can get some good freestylers together. And I immediately had to throw my Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury hat on and try to figure out how to get some of the best freestylers I knew. This guy, Ian Merrigan, who is a actor, poet, scriptwriter, freestyler. This female MC, Lex Rush, who I've had multiple freestyle exchanges with in New York. She's a phenomenal rap battler. And of course, this dude who I consider probably one of the best freestylers currently, if not ever, this rapper, Harry Mack. He's all over the place. He's doing all sorts of amazing things. And me and this guy used to be broke figuring out gigs together. He was working at a call center. I was working as a dog walker. And whenever we got a chance, we would just exchange freestyles and go and rap in places and turn the party out. But I digress. I get the Avengers together. We do an awesome job. And it's like, this needs to happen more. Whatever this is needs to happen more. And I haven't got a chance to put it back on its feet until reaching out to Andrew over the festival. And he saw it. He believed, I guess I was convincing enough, but he believed in the vision. So I got a new set of Avengers together. I got an amazing DJ. I got a NorCal artist that I'm going to be up there with. And we're going to be turning any material that anyone gives us into the content of a show. So it's going to be like Whose Line Is It Anyway meets Wildin' Out, meets the Poetry Lounge. Like, we're getting all of the bases covered. And also, we just have our own personalities to present to the table as well. So it's just going to be a fun time.
That sounds like an amazing time. Y'all, if you want to check out Austin and his Avengers, Friday, May 8th at 8:30, Sunday, May 10th at 7 o'clock. It's at the venue Monkey Brains. Location is 933 Treat Avenue in San Francisco. You can get tickets at sfiaf.org. And the festival is from April 29th to May 10th. Any where people are going to want to know more about you. They're going to want to follow you. Where should they go?
Okay. Yeah, the best way to keep in touch with me is on social media. I'm Austin the Antoine, Austin the Antoine. Google that and you'll find me. And I got a lot of fun stuff going on. If you check my website, austinantoine.com, you'll be thoroughly surprised. I'm actually in the process of coming out with a music project called The Demo Disc. And it's for folks that were, if you ever went to a Blockbuster, then you would understand the relevance behind it because it's a demo of all of the musical styles I'm capable of. Just like if you had a PlayStation back in the day and you wanted to do a trial of a game,
Oh,
then
yeah.
right, we're getting the trials out of songs. And if you dig it, great. If not, too bad. I'm gonna be making more stuff anyway. But demo disc is coming. I'm a huge fan of the Bay. I try to make it out there at least once every 2 to 3 months. And the fact that I get to come out there for a theater festival of all things is like, this is just awesome.
We're excited to have you again, y'all. Austin's gig with the theater festival is Friday, May 8th at 8:30 p.m., Sunday, May 10th at 7 p.m. at Monkey Brains, 933 Treat Avenue in San Francisco. You can get tickets at sfiaf.org. Austin, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Kat.
You all have been listening to Law and Disorder. I'm your host, Kat Brooks, and this week's feature is performance artist Austin Antoine.